You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. It is an improv and conversation podcast with me, Ryan Rosenberg, and my good, hilarious buddy, Mr. Dan Lippert. What's up, Dan?
How you doing, Ryan?
Oh, my God. He took off his glasses and hit a deep voice. I'm pretty good. How are you, Big Sexy?
Oh, I'm good. Wow, Big Sexy.
That's what that felt like. It was a big, sexy move.
Well, I felt really sexy. I'm good. Get the video. Or I guess you're on Patreon, so you might have the video, but watch it.
Probably. Well, today, folks, we're not going to be doing any improv. It's just a big check-in with myself and Dan, just to see how we're all doing. Everybody here is such a loyal listener that we check in and, you know, just chat at you for a minute, because sometimes we're so wrapped up in scenes that we forget to connect.
We got to just connect. It's, I was watching Gary Shandling people just post an old clip, you know, and it was Gary Shandling on Johnny Carson. And there was a part in it where he was like, Gary Shandling made a joke where he was like, so Johnny Carson, you're going to bring all this home with you, because this is the only way that we can talk to people anymore. And I was like, oh, that's what podcasts feel like, where it's like, oh, you can really get into it with people when you give the excuse of a microphone and an audience.
Right, right.
But
yeah, that's nice. I always enjoy it. I enjoy the reason to sort of check in and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're at home or whatever, you're like, well, what should we do? We got to do something. We got to put on the game. We got to go for a ride or a restaurant. It's nice to just have an actual chat.
It is. And it's something about either who I am always or COVID, quarantine times, has made it so that I, when I'm around people, almost never want to talk about anything.
Uh-huh.
I have like very little energy for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is, but it just feels like...
We've had a couple of good buddy hangs recently. Our really good friend, John Mackey, just had a birthday, and we had a birthday hang, and that was nice because we're all close enough that it doesn't ever feel like small talk. Just feels like catching up and free chat. I had a real blast. Dan cooked some steaks the other night. Holy moly. They were good.
There are things that you get complimented on and you're modest because you're like, yeah, that was, I'm good at that. It was hard for me and I did well. That to me is interesting because it's like, I just threw them on the grill for the amount of time they tell you to. And then I flipped them for the amount of time they tell you to. And they turned out good. I didn't feel like super responsible for them. John picked out the cuts of meat. So that might be part of it. But
oh, it felt great. It was such a nice night. And we dined out back because it's finally been nice weather, and it was a nice little moment of friendly peace for our local situation.
It was great. It was funny because I felt, and I think we all felt this way, we did a show the night before and went out after that to a diner, and it just felt like exhausted from that. Like the next day was really tiring for me.
Totally.
And so it was funny to be back with the same crew, but all of us be just kind of like, I think we're fucking zonked.
Yeah, but absolutely.
The type of crew where I don't know why I started saying crew, but you can be that way and just got a nice talk, got our laughs in, and then just threw the TV on and kicked our feet up.
It's really nice. It's so nice that every time we hang, we just get guaranteed big laughs. You know
guaranteed
what I mean?
Guaranteed BL.
It's really nice. It's a really nice built-in. Friends, get yourself some funny friends. Highly recommend it. Really funny. Really fun and funny.
Now,
what's going on in your life? Okay, same question.
Same question. I was just about to set up the big trip, which you will... When headphones are in people's ears, you will be in a different hemisphere.
Oh, my God. That was a beautifully smooth segue. A hemisphere. Yeah, I'll be in the southern hemisphere. I'm going to South Africa. It is my girlfriend's brother's wedding, and they're getting married in South Africa in at a beautiful vineyard type thing. So I've never been, and I'm, boy, am I excited to take a big trip. I'm a little bit nervous just because it's far, but, you know, I'm going to wear my mask and stay safe and really have a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be
I'm excited.
Very nice to be. I mean, vacations are stressful in the lead up. I very rarely am able to understand how fun they will be.
Yes.
Logically. Yes. And then when I'm on them and you exhale and it's like, yeah. Okay, this is great.
We're staying at a really cool place that has like an infinity pool for the first part that's in Cape Town or Camps Bay, which is looks gorgeous from the pictures I've checked out. And then we go up to this little vineyard thing. So it should just be a really nice, beautiful time and a place I never maybe thought I would go in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had never really considered to go to Cape Town, but I hear it's a great spot to visit. So I'm really excited to see the local culture.
A little bit of the South African vibe.
I really don't know that accent.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, is she from there?
I think so,
that's
yes.
Right. I think, that Theron. Does sound right. Yeah, so I'm curious. I'm curious to see what it'll be like. And I think we're there for like a week. So it should be a really nice, awesome time. I'm excited that it doesn't feel rushed. I don't like to feel rushed on vacation. We have a couple days to just sort of like chill and go around, and we rented a car for ourselves, so we really have the freedom to just sort of be there for a while rather than like have to have a packed agenda full of stuff. So
yeah,
do some beach, do some hanging, do some restaurants. It'll be great.
Ooh, that'll be nice. Good for you. Good for everybody. Good for them for getting married.
Oh, shout out to everybody. I mean, I'm really getting brought along on this trip, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. It feels, I'm really excited. This is the kind of thing like I just wouldn't have planned for myself, you know? Yeah. So it's cool to be able to get brought on something like this. I've had a couple of really cool trips like that people are like, this event is here. Do you want to come? And it's far and crazy, but I'm like, absolutely. I really appreciate it. The opportunity to get pulled somewhere new. You know.
This is a slight, it is influenced by what you've said, but a slight change of subject. What can you think of, big or small, that you've like manifested for yourself? Like things that you're like, this is what I want to be doing. Mm-hmm. It is not a thing that is accessible to me now, but it will be if I work towards it.
Right.
Because I feel like you're saying with that trip. Almost none of my trips have come from me sitting down and being like, I want to see this place, let's go. They've all come from like an improv festival or a wedding or someone else was going.
Right. I think I don't know. Mine all have come from like being pretty open to that and like it appearing. You know, it is, I agree, like less self-motivated and more like lucky that I've surrounded myself with people that, you know, want to do this fun stuff, and I get brought along, which has been really nice. That's a good question. What things have you manifested?
This podcast is probably the big one for both of us. It was because I remember actually having to sit down and be like, okay, what is this going to look like? How are we going to do it? What even are we going to do? Where are we going to put it?
Are we crazy to do this?
Yeah.
I think the like freedom, I think we've done a pretty good job, both of us, manifesting the type of lifestyle that we want. I think the like, we kind of make our own hours and schedule and work on the things that we would like to rather than, you know, we just don't really work for other people that often.
Yeah.
which I would love to work for other people more. Please hire me. But I also love that we've sort of set up our own artist lifestyle, something I never thought I would have when I was much younger, even though I always like thought it was glamorous, you know?
I feel like some people are like, okay, I want to have a good amount of money so that then I can have vacations and do whatever. And they're the places I want to visit and whatever. And we were like, I want to create a lifestyle so that whatever comes up, I can say yes to, but maybe plan less.
Yeah. If I was working a regular day job, I would not be able to travel as much as I do. I don't know how I travel as much as I do because it's not because I make a ton of money and pay for a ton of trips. It's just sort of like the Chicago thing we did last year was, you know, we got asked to go for work and we were like, sure. And it's just so nice to get to do little stuff like that. Pretty lucky.
I feel embarrassed, I think. I think I'm probably in this mindset because I just was thinking about before we started I was like looking up like maybe actualization meditation, but I don't even know what it's called. I like invented this in my head, but like something, I know it exists, but something where it's like you sit and you really visualize it, and specifically for career or whatever, like a little bit of selfishly motivated.
Right.
Like, cause it's kind of embarrassing to be like, in 1 year, I want to be whatever, like Will Ferrell.
I don't think it is embarrassing, though. I mean, I
know
it's
not.
Yes, right.
Embarrassing, but it does embarrass me.
Yes, yes.
That makes sense.
That thought holds me back as well. I like limit myself with that kind of like, oh, I shouldn't even do. It's like, well, who cares? Are you? Yeah. No one's seeing it. It's just for you. So the only person who is judging you is you.
Yeah.
So why not do it?
And they're always like, for me, couched in why it doesn't make sense. Like if my therapist is like, what do you want to do here? And I'll like couch it. I'll be like, well, I know it's kind of unreasonable, but this and this. And it's like, what am I justifying it to her for? It's all self-protective.
Totally. There's a million reasons not to do stuff. You know what I mean? But they're all kind of, like you said, protective. Like, what is the reason that you can or want to, or what is the way that it would work out? Is such a more productive thought. Because why are you thinking about it if you don't want to do it? What a waste of everybody's time or your own, right? It's like, what is the way that this could go well is what I guess I want to be thinking about the things that I wish happen, you know?
Yeah, it's such a false logic that I have that's like, if I think about how it could go well and it doesn't, then that's bad. But if I think how it won't work and it doesn't work, then that's good.
I knew it. I knew I was a failure, but at least I knew it rather than trying and failing, you know?
Which, I mean, essentially, obviously this is within my like very limited window, but it really never happens that you try and fail. You try, the thing maybe doesn't achieve exactly what you had hoped, but you don't leave it less of a person. You know what I mean?
That is so true. Whenever you try, you're going to end up with something. Yeah. At the very least, a great lesson learned. At the very least. But imagine if you never do anything, you're never going to get the thing, but you'll also never learn whatever you would have learned from doing it.
Yeah, totally.
So important to just do it. I was listening to someone recently that was like, yeah, I know so many smart people that are paralyzed by overthinking. You learn so much more by doing than by thinking. Thinking is just not as valuable as we think it is. Like, have the experience, and then it will teach you. You don't have to sit there and learn and study and guess forever. Just do it, and you'll learn it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't do that enough. Like, just jump, and you'll learn a million things along the way. It already hurts to not do it. So I'd rather have the hurt of, like, bumping my elbow as I do it awkwardly, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, it's a hard mental shift, but I think it's a good one.
It is. I would like to figure out what it actually looks like to then make those shifts. Like sometimes the practicality of it is hard for me. It's like, what do I do now that I'm thinking about it?
Right. Well, I think it also makes sense because when you're growing up and you're like, you're kind of asking people for stuff forever, right? It's like, okay, I did this assignment. Can I have a good grade on it? Like whatever. But the older you get, like, there's no structure above you saying that you can't do it. There's nothing that says, like, no, this is the class. It has to go this way. You're just out here. So it's like, it's a new skill to not be doing something for someone else and to do that for yourself and choose your own assignments and give yourself your own work. You know what I mean? Which some people probably learned a long time ago because they just went straight into productive stuff, you know? But, like, in the arts, I feel like the productivity part takes a little bit longer.
Yeah. Because
you're just fucking studying forever, it feels like.
Yeah, I think in other fields, like the ones you jump to in your head or I do, or like doctor, lawyer, whatever, you are maybe a little more like self-motivated or like there's some harder work in a sense, but you're always told what the work is. And so, and you have a job that you go to and you do the work.
Right.
And that is also a hard thing to do and a skill. But it, like, I'm forgiving of myself by saying that. It's like, well, these people can do that because they like have people telling them and you have like logical things. And, like, for us, it's just like,
Right.
I want to be on TV. Hello. Like,
right. Right. And I think there is ways to approach it with that same thing, but you, it's harder to do that like in a context of other people.
Yeah.
You're sort of isolated or on an island. You're like, how do I just be an actor?
Yeah.
It's harder. It's like a, or to me it is the, yeah, like you're saying, the lack of organization or the lack of, it's like, hey, you have to learn this on the job because we need to make money on it this month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Our job is more like, well, the story is it's going to be a long process and keep improving, but you just got to audition a bunch, you know? And it's like, okay, well,
yeah,
I'd like to learn by doing, but I can't even start. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a different.
I can't remember if we talked about this, but that's such a funny thing about auditioning is like, you are trying so hard over and over again to do a thing that you are not ever going to do when you get the job.
Right.
Like, if to be a doctor, the interview was like, hey, can you open this orange without any of the peel making a mess? And it's like, yes, right. I've perfected that over 10 years. And it's like, great, now do surgery on this guy right now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
We're saying some OR surgeons.
But are you, I don't want to be too introspective, please, but I'm thinking about we're 3 months into the year.
Yes.
Are you, is there anything you have started on that you feel like you're like actualizing in a way that you're happy about or things you're looking forward to later in the year?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten like some work on my plate that I'm excited about that are sort of like irons in the fire that are meant to be longer term projects. Because I just was realizing how short-term a lot of my stuff was, even with podcasting. It's like week by week, you know?
Yeah.
But it's weekly work that doesn't need to be long-term. So I'm working on some like movie stuff and writing stuff that is, you know, less immediately gratifying, but hopefully will be a larger payoff because I've like waited and put in more work and, you know, they are just bigger projects. So hopefully someday they'll get made or whatever, and then it'll be really cool. So I'm excited to have gotten started on some more stuff that is longer term rather than my brain used to be pretty much like 3 seconds ahead.
Yeah.
Like sort of goldfish, like what am I doing this week? That's about as far as I can think. And now I'm excited to have that stuff working and working fine and then being able to add other stuff to it rather than feel like I'm just exhausted treading water already, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm like managing my life a little better in that way, and I feel good about it. But man, I can't wait till something hits. That'll be really nice.
Jesus.
Yeah. What about you?
I
feel like you got some cool, good projects, like that are side projects that hopefully one day will be main projects as well.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like how do I feel? You know. How I feel, and the when I say it, it makes me sad. I feel like there is change to it. But I used to feel like 5 years ago, like, oh, man, I am not exactly doing what I want, but like it, in 3 weeks I will be. Mm-hmm. Like there was, or like in 5 years I will be. Like, mm-hmm. Whether it's like exercise, where it's like, okay, I'm 31. I don't have to exercise too much now because I will in a few years. Or like,
right.
Ooh, I've gained a little weight, but I know it's not forever weight or whatever.
Sure.
And then with work, same thing, where it's like, oh, I'll write a movie in a couple of years. I just don't have the energy right now or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of that like hope has gone away for me. A lot of that like that's around the corner. I'm like, this is still hard now.
Yeah.
And I don't feel myself able to change it. And it makes me like sad to acknowledge a lot of it is like self-care stuff where it's like,
yes,
eating healthy and exercising. Like I really am trying so hard in my head and I just can't do it.
Right.
Right. I like just can't do that walk. I can't cook that meal. I like have the things and it's just like, this isn't fun. I hate it. I want to not leave the house and I want to eat good food prepared for me.
Right.
And so I feel a little bit like, okay, I need to figure out how to be like mindful of that and do something about it. But I don't feel the hope is around the corner that I used to feel. I feel a little bit set in my ways right now.
Right. Which adds this extra pressure too, right? Of like, I know how I am and I hate it and that makes me mad.
Yeah.
Which like takes over for me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now that's all I'm thinking about. And I'm going to continue those habits because I'm constantly thinking about them.
Yeah.
And it's hard to let go a little bit. To me, it's like, fuck, why can't I stop doing this?
Yeah.
And the only thing that has helped me is by starting to do other stuff and that stuff falling away because I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm not busy, I get depressed. And then when I get depressed, I eat bad food. Or right. Something like that. But lately I've started going to the gym and like, I just enjoy it. It makes me feel, my body feel good. And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to ruin that with whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm not trying to eat bad food less. It just isn't occurring to me as much because I have new stimulus. Does that make sense?
Totally.
But who knows? It's also like month one. I don't know if it's a permanent solution, but I was surprised how, because right before I started going to the gym, I was like post-mating fast food multiple times a day, week, depending on the day, you know? And it was like really a not healthy habit. And then I was like, fuck it. I gotta make like some change. And then I had this gym membership that had lapsed and I got it whatever. And then since I've started going, it's magic how much other stuff has like fallen in line a little bit just because like I'm too tired to like stay up all night and do my bad habits. And then when I get up, I want to go to the gym and do like the one good thing for me. And then I'm like, well, I already did one good thing. Let me send that email or whatever. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's helpful or whatever, but it's, I've been really amazed. We've talked about this before of like, we've all done it before. Why can't we remember it?
Yeah.
Why can't we remember back to when we were healthier or, you know, healthier patterns, not right. Physically?
I'm truly happy to hear it, too. It's always puts me in a hopeful and good mood for myself when I, like, see it in the people around me.
Totally. And Mackie and I have started going together, and it's nice because only one of us has to have the motivation to go.
Yeah.
And then the other one will go, oh, sure. You know, but when I was doing it just by myself, I was like, should we do it? Fuck no.
Yeah.
And then it was over. You know what I mean? Can't trust myself. But I don't know. I'm sorry to hear that you have lost the hope.
Thank you.
But I mean, that resonates with me as well.
Yeah.
I think some of that hope is also, not to be judgmental, but naive. For me, it was like, the hope of the future is kind of also what's preventing me from doing it right now.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been more active in the present, even though you're hoping for the future less. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's, I do agree with that. I think there's like an element of it for me that's like, it used to be that I would get into a bad habit and I would be able to like break it pretty easily. Like, the first time I made myself a meal and went to the store and did yoga and like all that, I'd be like, oh yeah, this feels good. I'm going to keep this going for a little while. Like I feel the positivity.
Right.
Now, every new thing I do does not make me feel that way. I go for a walk, my whole body hurts because I can't find a pair of shoes that's comfortable. Like,
right.
I eat, like try to cook a healthy meal and I'm like exhausted by the idea of the dishes and it's not joyful at all. And it's like,
right.
I'm not getting a lot of the benefit immediately. So it's really hard to like do it three times in a row. It's like,
totally.
Oh shit, that sucked. That was supposed to be good. Well, right. I guess I'm going back to the other habit.
Right. Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard. Have you ever read like a habits book?
No.
Like a thing on habits?
Yeah.
I read this one called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's really good because he talks about how habits like are just what you end up doing, right? So regardless of if you're trying to or not, you have habits, right? And it's just about changing what they are. And one of the things that I took from it was that it's like, it's less important to do the thing well and more important to start the habit.
Right.
So like start all your habits with one, like 1 minute of exercise, one, you know, push-up, one whatever, so that when you do it, you've succeeded. And then the next day do two or whatever, because you're actually training yourself to do the habit and like show up rather than fix yourself.
Right.
Which I thought was really interesting because it's like, the problem is that you don't do it. Not that you don't do it well enough.
Right.
So just start doing it and then you'll get better at it over time. And that has been helpful for me of like, because I think we've talked about it before. We're like, I hate being bad at stuff.
Right.
If I start something and it's hard, I just quit immediately. So I've really had to lower my standards. I'd be like, I'm going to do this for like 5 minutes at a time and just be like, yeah, I'm with that drum set. I never fucking play the drums. But if I'm like, okay, I'm doing 10 minutes today and I do that, I'm like, great. If I do that as much as I want to, in 5 years, I'll know way more about the drums than I do today. But I'm not going to fucking learn the drums this week.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. So I need to change, like, I need to learn to like to play often, not to play well right away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to make the habit of grabbing the sticks and hitting the thing. Like, I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Sorry for the unasked for advice, but I like that thing.
I'm not bothered by it. I feel like that's the conversation. But yeah, good. I do feel like that it's so easy to see like 2 years down the line what it looks like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always good. Mm-hmm. It, like 2 years down the line of doing the same thing for 5 minutes a day is like, you'll right. be 2 years, 5 minutes a day better at it.
Totally.
But it's so hard in the moment to really accept that.
Impossible.
Feeling, yeah.
It's not that gratifying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, totally, totally. The only sense of gratification that I have gained is like, you're really showing up for yourself more often.
Yeah.
You're not satisfied with what it's getting you yet, but at least you're like doing the thing you said you want to do. Because I mean, this is sadder than maybe I wanted to reveal on the podcast, but it's like I stopped trusting myself a little bit. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, I say I'm going to do it, but I know I won't.
Yeah.
It's like, who does totally. That help? You know?
Totally.
Don't help nobody.
That's interesting that I don't really perceive it as sad, but you, obviously it's like a truth you feel about yourself that you perceive as a sad truth.
Just sad to not trust. Like,
yeah.
If I don't trust myself, who's gonna? You know what I mean? Like, so showing up for yourself a little bit is a nice goal to change for me.
Yeah, totally.
But well, what do you got coming up soon? I mean, that's my big vacation. It's the only thing I've thought about for a while. What do you got while I'm gone?
Let's see. You know, I don't know what's around the corner, but I as far as hope goes. Yeah, let's see. What do I have? Let's see.
We're coming into summer here. You got a beautiful backyard.
I'll hang in the yard, but nothing really. I mean,
yeah.
Nothing planned, I would say. Mm-hmm. This big grande project is exciting. I think that'll be like.
It really is.
A long time coming. Had the idea in 2018, started mm-hmm. making it in September of last year, like the pre-production and all that, right. or before that, and like mm-hmm. then it'll be out hopefully in April, and that'll be
right.
cool, and then hopefully and right. that'll take us somewhere, so that's exciting.
And it'll be nice to, like, now that we've done something larger like that, keep doing things larger so that we always have something that, like, in 6 months will be an exciting thing to have, you mm-hmm. know, like that's been another thing that's nice about this live on set is that it feels bigger and longer, and it's like, come out already, but I know I'm going to be really satisfied when it does.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to do more things that are like that, even if the project is not the same, you know.
It's fun to do it right, just like,
yeah we really sunk our teeth into it, you know. I mean, you especially, you did so much of all the pre-production and post work and all that stuff. It's like, you know, it's fun, it's consuming, but it's fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for people to see it. I think people that like us will really like it mm-hmm. and be excited about it.
And if you don't like us, why are you watching?
Yeah, why? What did you do that for?
What are you, a masochist?
Did you read yesterday the article that came out about like Earwolf and SiriusXM?
No.
This are some site I don't know, but Verve, I think is what it's called, or Verge or something like that, made this article that was like about just all the troubles at after SiriusXM Body Wolf and how it got bloated and how there were issues with like nobody in the advertising department being people of color. And so they didn't know like how to talk to or advertise shows to anybody other than like people that looked like them and were their age. But also just like issues with shows leaving the network and whatever. And kind of a funny article because it also doesn't really interview a lot of the like people of color at Earwolf that were there. So it's kind of weirdly put out. But I couldn't help but read the whole thing and be like, we can't even get interviewed in the article about how the thing failed.
Is anyone going to ask us ever?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. How long do I have to feel absolutely ignored for something that I know is good? Like, and I know people like, and it's just really funny to read it and be like, I know people like this. I know we're good.
Right.
And yet, we might as well have never have existed in my perception of like media coverage.
I just feel like it's never coming. It's just not something that people are going to have the energy for and waste their time on. Like, I want it so bad, but to other people, it's like, what am I doing that for? What am I going to track these guys down for and tell them I love their thing once? That's what we have our lovely fans for.
Yeah.
But man, do I want to just be in one article on fucking Splitsider or whatever the version is that still exists. You know what I mean? Just one fucking AV Club review or something.
I know for a fact that we are in the circle of the best that of people that do the thing we do.
Right.
And so it is like, I feel like fucking Van Gogh over here.
I'm about to cut my own ear off.
Cut my goddamn ear off. Yeah. But it is just funny to like constantly feel, and I feel incredibly appreciated by our fans. People are very good at like reaching out to us and making us feel good and all that stuff. But I am looking for larger
I'm looking for print. I'm looking for my name in big bright print.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, I'm not even asking for lights, okay? I'm asking for print media, which isn't dead.
I want to be in the worst media. Is that too much to ask?
Is that too much to ask? Come on.
But it's also a funny article because it's like it's written in this kind of like journalistic way that is like, look, this is one sentence. Huge company bought smaller company. Happens all the time in America. Country about to be ruined.
Like, yeah. Same thing happening here as everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, totally.
We are absolutely fucked. Anything that people like will be quickly commodified and swallowed up by a huge machine that we've like allowed to take over.
Right.
And we all eat it up. We all go to our Marvel movies and fucking
tweet about them. Well, we're going to love it until the day that none of it exists anymore. Do you know? We're going to like love it, and then it's going to fall off a cliff because it doesn't make sense for them to make stuff for people who don't have any more money. Yeah. You know? It's like, well, you have all the money.
They'll figure it out. They'll just cut out the middleman, and it'll be like, okay, you worked 8 hours today cranking the machine. You are allowed one movie. And we'll be like, I hope Thor shows up.
Yeah. It'll be like, nope. Yeah. Another daddy daycare.
Yeah. Ooh, hey. We don't speak ill of Braff in this house.
No, we don't, but we should.
We should.
Well, Danny, I got to roll, but yeah, I love you so much, and I love doing these.
Love these check-ins. Next time we see you, you will have shorter hair.
Speaking of too tan, that's what I'm coming back as. You're going to be too tan. I'm coming back as too tan, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Please wear only, like, long sleeve, or not long sleeve, but, like, long short sleeve so that you have a great farmer's tan.
right above the watch, above the watch tan. Yeah.
Have a great trip. I love you, man. Great to talk.
Thank you, buddy. I love you, too. And everybody listening at home, thank you so much for your strident support. We really appreciate you, and we hope you're having a good one.
Thanks for your support. Bye.
Bye.